disability, which makes reading, holding a book, or turning a page difficult or impossible. The content is copyrighted by the respective publishers. For more information, please visit us on the web at nfradioreading.org. Hi, this is Nick, and for the next few minutes, I'll be reading from the day's newspaper comics in the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. These are from Sunday, July 5th, 2026, with the Family Circus. We see Dad doing some yard work. He's got a wheelbarrow full of dirt. The kids run, and the dog run following him as he turns around, and without dirt, and all the kids and the dog are in the wheelbarrow. Blondie! Blondie's walking to her car.
Oh, honey, do I ever have a super-duper surprise for you?
Really, what?
She's on the phone, by the way.
It's dessert that's out of this world.
Can't wait.
It's called Tantalizing Triple Chocolate Parfait Paradise Overlord.
Honey, I can't wait.
I'm on my way, dear. I'm dying to sample it myself. The aroma is filling the car.
She gets home.
It's so incredible. I worried everyone would smell it.
As outside, the entire neighborhood is gathered.
Don't worry, honey. They'll be none the wiser.
We'll hear off panel. Zitz. Dad says, pass me a cheese ball.
Go along, says Jeremy.
He tosses up, bonks it off his elbow, his foot, his head, into Dad's mouth. His mom goes, that touched his foot, you know.
The preservatives will handle it.
Beetle Bailey. Sarge is in bed.
Who knocked my tent down?
Won't those guys ever go to sleepy things?
I saw a bear over there.
Then the train exploded.
I have a sinkhole next to me. There's a bat in my tent.
Yikes, snakes!
That tree limb just missed my tent.
I hear wolves.
Somebody forgot to douse the campfire. Raccoons in the food tent.
The sergeant goes, now I'd better get up. Dennis the Menace. Mom's sitting with Mrs. Wilson.
I'm actually starting to understand some of this new cell phone technology, says Mrs. Wilson. A lot of these apps are truly amazing. Last week I downloaded one that tracks George's every move. It always lets me know his current location.
But she steps into the living room as Mr. Wilson's asleep.
Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
I'm assuming that means she finds it there often. Mutz, as Earl and Mooch are in an ice cream shop, it has a big ice cream cone up top, on top of it. As Mooch is hugging it,
it doesn't taste like vanilla.
Hagar the Horrible. Helga's patching a crack as her mother sees her then chopping wood, painting the wall, re-hoofing a horse, is doing working on the roof.
Hagar said he would make you a good husband. How right he was.
High and Lois. We see some fireworks going off. It's America 250, the Great Staycation.
That was quite a week of celebrations we had, says Lois. Historic reenactments, fireworks and music, patriotic games, traditional dishes, all in our backyard.
Think of the money you save, says Thirsty.
We Yankees are thrifty.
As Chip starts playing with his guitar, playing America the Beautiful on guitar.
Rhymes with orange.
We see George Washington and some men marching. As the guy with the flute goes, there's two drummers, by the way. If one of them played guitar, we could do weddings.
Can you do Pachelbel's Canon?
Break of day. We see Superman's on a date, not with Lois Lane, but the other woman is using his heat vision to create laser pointers for some cats. Cats love them. And Snuffy Smith. Snuffy and Luke here are fishing.
I bet I can catch more fish than you today, Luke.
You're on.
What should we bet?
I don't know. How about...
As later.
Okay, so you lost the bet. Where's the fish you caught?